Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harbaughcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harbaughcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is actually really cool because these are actually back in style. And the funny thing is that I wore one of these all through college, super practical, super stylish, and it just served a great purpose. And what I'm talking about is a fanny pack. Some people might call them a waist pack, or a waist pouch, or what have you. But I just like to call it a fanny pack. So basically, this is a little pack that goes around your waist, and it gives you storage for being able to carry things and being able to do things hands-free while you store these things in your little waist pack. And that way you don't have to carry a big bulky backpack with you. You don't have to carry a big, ladies don't have to carry a big purse with you, whatever. You can just wear this around your waist. You can also wear these crossbody if you want, but when these came out, they were mainly designed to wear around the waist, hence the name fanny pack. So we actually have two different styles for you to choose from today. There are two great options. One of them is a very lightweight nylon. Now, when I was in school, I carried a backpack that I thought was really cool because in my day, JanSport was the backpack of choice. And if you carried a JanSport, you were really cool, or at least you thought you were cool. But anyway, that was the popular backpack in school, and they are still around today. And so this is a JanSport nylon fanny pack or waist pack. It's very lightweight. It weighs just a little over 3 ounces, which is crazy light. It's nylon. It's got a two zippered pockets with a lining inside, so the lining keeps things from it's basically kind of like a lining and a it's kind of like a rubberish lining almost. So I guess if you did spill something in one of these, maybe the lining would keep it from going through. Or I think maybe it could be more that it's a water resistant waist pack, so if you got this wet, it's not going to get your stuff wet on the inside. So that's what I think, why the lining inside is kind of that rubberish lining. But so basically very simple. You have two pockets here. You have a main pocket that's across the top. Now this is a this is about, let me get a measurement for you, but it's wide enough to hold a water bottle. And I've got a measurement in the description, but let me just see here. So all the way across, you're looking at, I'd say, 10 and a half inches, almost 11 inches across. And then the depth you're looking at is a little over 6 inches in depth. So being that it's about 10 and a half inches wide, you can easily get a water bottle in here. I did try it, and the water bottle goes in just fine. Sorry to let that turn off. And if you had a like an ID cane that folded up very, very compact like, then you could probably get that in here as well. I've actually got a one of the telescoping canes. I'll be able to tell you guys if that will fit in here. Let me get my telescoping cane and I'll tell you what that does. All right, it is one more, there we go. Okay, all telescoped up, and yeah, it's not going to fit. It's just a little too long for this fanny pack. Now, if you had a like maybe a folding cane that was like an 8-section cane, you could probably get that in there. If you had an ID cane that folded up very small, you could probably get that in there. Definitely get in here Victor Stream, wallet, headphones, earbuds, chargers, power banks, like I said, water bottles. So yeah, it's a good deep pocket and it's 10.5 inches long. So I mean, you can get quite a bit of stuff in here and it does expand to give you quite a bit of space. That's the main pocket that is zippered across the top, just like that. And then you've got one pocket in the front. This is going to be a little more shallow, not quite as deep as the main pocket, but still, it does give you some decent width on it. This would be a great place for your mobile device, like your cell phone. You could easily get your Victor Stream in here as well, and several other things, wallets, things like that. So, I mean, it's a decent size pocket, and the funny thing is it doesn't look as deep, but actually on the inside of this pocket, it actually goes up towards the very top of the fanny pack as well. So even though the zipper unzips to one spot, you can actually get stuff up underneath the lip of the zipper. So it's almost 6 inches in depth, even with this small pocket. So you can still get a lot in there as well. Checkbooks, of course, keys, cash, credit cards, passports, all that good stuff. So that is the lightweight nylon fanny pack. And that is going to have a strap on it that I measured in at extending to 48 inches approximately. So approximately, if you have a waist that's 48 inches or under, this should work fine for you, being able to cinch it up and adjust it to your waist. And of course, it's got one of these spring-loaded plastic clips that clips right in, very easy to clip in and get out and unclip as well. Okay, so that is the nylon. This is in black. It's very lightweight, very nice. And even if you're not using it, you could easily crumple this up and even almost stick it in a pocket. That's how light and how light and flexible it is. All right, so that is the nylon one, and that is the one with two pockets. And then we've got one that is a vegan leather. You just don't find many genuine leather items anymore, just the way the world is going. This is a vegan leather. It feels like real leather. Even smells like real leather. So they're getting pretty good with their vegan leather. This is also black. This one, though, is going to give you 7 pockets. Now, the length of this one from the bag itself goes from one end to the other is going to be about 13 inches. So where that last one was about 10.5 inches, this one is going to be about 13 inches. So it does give you a little bit more length. And then of course it is gonna give you more pockets. I'm gonna try to put my telescoping cane in this one. And no, it's still too long for my telescoping cane in this one as well. But like I said, if you have an ID cane, you have an 8-section cane, something like that, you should probably be able to get it in here without any issues whatsoever. All right, so the way this one works, it has these two little wings that kind of come out on each side where the strap is attached to. So one wing on the left side is coming out, and then you actually have a zippered pocket there. So this would be a good place for maybe like earbuds, coins, some cash, very small things, earphones, you know, that kind of thing. And it is zippered right there on that little wing. And then on the other side, this wing also has a zippered pocket for same types of things, same, size zippered pocket on that one as well. So those are two pockets right there. Then coming from the front, you have a smaller pocket here in the front that would be great for like credit cards, cash, power banks, things like that. I can even, let's see, I've got my, nope, this small pocket is very shallow. It would be, this would be the one that you would definitely want to put credit cards in, that kind of thing. That is the small pocket on the front. And then right above that is a little bit bigger pocket on the front. And that one, I'm trying to put my iPhone 13 mini in there, and that is still a little too small for my 13 mini. So again, a little bit deeper than the first one, but still you could get, you know, several things in there, credit cards, cash, keys, your keys for your home, you know, that kind of thing, earbuds and so forth. And then right above that, you do have a bigger pocket. This pocket easily fits, my iPhone 13 mini easily fits in here, and it is big enough that you could even get an iPhone Pro, I believe, in here. Maybe not the max size iPhone, but definitely I think you could get the Pro, and definitely the mini, because I'm looking at it right here. So yeah, you could definitely get the Pro and the mini, but and the regular ones, but maybe not the max size iPhone. And of course, you could also put the Victor Stream there as well. That should fit in this pocket just fine. And then you go up to the very top, and then you have the main pocket. And this is the one that's going to be the deepest. This is going to be the 6 inches or so in depth. And yeah, so this one is like 13 inches wide from side to side. And then it's about 6 inches deep from top to bottom. So this main pocket here, you're going to get plenty of space to put all kinds of stuff in. And you could easily get a water bottle in that one without any issues whatsoever. And like those other things I talked about, and of course wallets and all that good stuff. And then finally, you have a security pocket in the back. Now what security pocket is that this is going to be up against your body when this is around your waist. Of course, you could wear this crossbody as well. And if you didn't want to do it the waist, you could wear a crossbody. But anyway, this pocket on the back here, all these are zippered. All these have zippers on them. So they're all zippered pockets, but the one on the back is actually going to be worn up against your body. So that way, if you were somewhere, a lot of people are around, nobody is going to be able to get to that pocket that's up against your body, especially without you knowing it. Now, some of these other pockets, somebody might be able to reach over, unzip one, reach a hand in, grab something out of it. But this one in the back here is a security pocket, so nobody's going to be able to get to that without you knowing, and most likely they're not going to be able to get to it at all, because they would really have to get up in your business and up in your space to get to that pocket. So it goes against your body and it is zippered. This would be something that you could put a phone in, you could put your checkbook, your cash, your wallet, all your really, really important stuff that you don't want somebody to have a chance to possibly get. And of course, there's all these pockets are lined as well. Not the rubbery lining, it's like a nylon lining this time, but they're still lined. And so yeah, so guys, seven pockets here, the one on the back, the main pocket, and then the three in the front, and then the two on one on each side. So that is this leather, vegan leather fanny pack, very durable, very well made, still hold a lot of stuff. And still a real slim profile. So even though this has seven pockets, it still gives you a very slim profile. Now this strap on this one is actually a little bit thicker than the strap on the nylon one. So it looks a little bit more beefy as far as the strap goes. And it's got some heavy duty clips on it to lock it in place. This one also, with my measurements, I'm pretty sure I measured it correctly. I'm looking at, this one is also about approximately 48 inches long that will extend to. So as long as you're 48 inches or less on, you'd be covered on either one of these fanny packs. So both of these are brand new. They're both black. One's the vegan leather with seven pockets. One's the really lightweight nylon with two pockets. And you can't go wrong with either one, guys. So make your choice from the drop-down box before you add it to the cart on which one you want. And yeah, like I said, both are brand new. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.